Welcome to the Comer Podcast. If you listened last week, I just want to say thank you. I truly appreciate it. This week, I had the episode completely done, and I just didn't like it. So this is take number like 52 of the second iteration of this week's episode. I just didn't like the way it came out. It wasn't very conversational. I was just listing a bunch of taco shops, and it just didn't make any sense to me. I still don't know how I'm going to format this, but last night I couldn't really sleep just because I was worrying about a bunch of other stuff, but this as well. And it just didn't sound right. So I'm going to go over this week and talk about my experience when I go to Wynwood. So I'm going to guide you around Wynwood the way that I go. So who knows? Maybe one day you'll run into me if I'm there, if you listen to the suggestions and kind of the format of how I navigate that place. It could be very overwhelming. I think Wynwood has become the destination as far as Miami is concerned, and it's a cool spot. I've been going there for a long time. I don't really like it so much anymore, but it's still a really cool place. If you're going to be in Miami, it's definitely a must go. But before we get into that, I just want to say thank you so very much. If you listened to the first episode last week and you gave me some feedback, I really genuinely appreciate it. It's going to help me, and it's also going to help the podcast, and I appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So every time I go to Wynwood, I stop at the Salty Donut. If you've never been to the Salty Donut, they are really, really, really good donuts. They have my favorite, the maple bacon. And what's cool about the Salty Donut is they started back in 2015 as a pop-up, and it's a couple, Andy and Amanda, and I've been going to them since they were out in the field as a pop-up. I've waited in lines, and the donuts are always amazing. What's really cool is they're expanding. And so I think there's already one open in Orlando. They're opening up in Dallas and in Austin if they haven't already done so. But those donuts are so stinking good. And the last time I was in the Salty Donut in Orlando, I actually ran into the owner, had no idea who he was. I ended up like Googling his picture, and sure enough, it was him. So that was pretty cool. We talked briefly about his donuts and how long I've been going to the Salty Donut. So I cannot recommend them enough. If you're in Wynwood or you're in a city where there's a Salty Donut, do yourself a favor and go. What's really cool about the Orlando Salty Donut is it's very Instagrammable, and so is the Miami one, but it's kind of tucked away in a little corner. It's a little bit harder to find. But yeah, those donuts, I mean, I don't eat food to put it on Instagram necessarily, but they're amazing. They have new flavors all the time. They're just really good. I can't recommend them enough. And if you're in the mood for some coffee, Panther Coffee is one of my favorite coffee shops. I get their beans, and that's what I use as my daily coffee. You can actually buy their coffee at Whole Foods, and yeah, it's so good. I woke up this morning feeling like a little stuffy, so I apologize if the recording's going to be a little bit muffled or I can't breathe, but I'm going to power through this. I said I was going to drop this episode on Friday, and I'm doing it. So check out Panther. They're really good. I can't say anything bad about Panther. Check those two out. Now, right down the street, actually, it's right next door to Panther. So once you've had your breakfast and your little coffee, if you're going to go in there in the morning, if not, Coyo Taco is really good. I've eaten there a couple times. That place is always busy. It's really good. I like it. It's small. There's tables outside. You can't miss it. If you're in Wynwood, it's right there in the middle. They have one in Coral Gables. They have one in Brickell. And obviously the one in Wynwood. What's really cool is I just found out this morning, upon doing this little bit of research, they have one in Portugal and in Paris, Panama, Dominican, and they're expanding. So it's becoming one of those brands that, who knows, may be internationally known. But the food's really good. They have some elotes. The guacamole is good. And it's more of a fast casual concept, right? So you just walk up, get your food. They give you a number, and then you can pick it up after that. But the tacos are amazing. There's always somebody making them fresh right there in front of you. And you really can't beat it. If you want more of a low-key spot with more of carne asada style tacos, the Taco Stand, that is my other favorite one. Their carne asada tacos are amazing. Al Pastor is really, really great. And it gives you that old school taquero feeling, right? Where they ask you what you want, they slice it there, and they give it to you. If you've ever been to New York City, there's a place like that. Super, super good. But yeah, go to the Taco Stand. I love that place. They're both really, really good. So then usually I'll get some tacos, walk around, take some photographs, and I'll end up at 1-800-LUCKY. Now, 1-800-LUCKY is really cool because it's one of those places where it's this pretty big food hall, and they have about the same size outdoor area as they do indoor. And so basically 1-800-LUCKY is like a little record store out front, and it's a Asian inspired market, you could say. And I love it there. There's a bunch of different restaurants. There's six little Asian stalls. There's some ice cream, there's some poke, and it's just really good. But at nighttime, that place gets bumping. There's live DJs, there's music, there's a nice bar that runs along the entire backside of the bar, of the food hall. I would check it out. 1-800-LUCKY, you cannot go wrong. It is just one of those places where you can have food, eat, have drinks, have some ice cream. It's one of the must go to's in Wynwood. If you can get in, hopefully it's not too busy. But that's one of my spots. There's one spot that if you want to go for dinner and spend a little bit of money, it's hidden. And I think that's all I'm going to say about it. If you want to find it, it's an 8-seat omakase style restaurant. They have 2 seatings and it's hidden. So you figure it out. I've never actually been to it. I want to go, but it's a little bit hard to get in and I haven't found it yet. If I ever do get to go, I promise you I will talk about it on here. I've been looking forward to it for a long time. If you want something a little bit less fancy, or you just want a quick bite and a beer, there's a brewery called J. Wakefield Brewing. They always have some type of food pop-up out front. I've tried to track down Ted's Burgers. If you know about Smash Burgers and pop-ups, Ted's Burgers, that dude's been doing it for a little while in Miami. I've heard they're super good, never had it. I tracked him down. I tried to go to Smorgasburg and see if he was going to be there 2 weeks ago. If you haven't heard, Smorgasburg is a outdoor food hall with a bunch of pop-up tents. It is amazing. I went 2 weeks ago. I loved it. I couldn't say anything bad about it except for the ground is a little bit rocky. And if you like sneakers like I do and you bring out some good sneakers to Miami, you will be disappointed. So, note to self, do not wear your good shoes if you're going to Smorgasburg. Smorgasburg is from 11 to 6 every Saturday. I would check it out for sure. a lot of little local brands trying to come up, and I would support them if I could be there every weekend. But yeah, check out Jay Wakefield Brewing. Great beer. They always have some kind of pop-ups. I know Ted's Burgers is there on Sundays. So if you're in Wynwood on Sunday, have a beer and have probably one of the best smash burgers around. So usually I try to end my night with some sort of nice cocktail bar. I don't like clubs. Not a club person. Never been. If you want to, there's plenty in Miami. Just look them up. But if you want a nice drink and you want a cool environment, the Sylvester is the way to go. I've been there a couple times. It's this cool vintage-y looking spot. Great wallpaper. It's just a vibe, right? Like, the Sylvester is a vibe. We went one night, me and a buddy. We had amazing cocktails. I can't say anything bad about it. They have amazing drinks. I had an old fashioned, of course. I think that's a fault of mine. I only drink old fashions when I go to places. And then throughout the night, if I see something bourbon heavy, or I ask the bartender what they suggest, I'll get it. And that happened to me at the Sylvester last time we were there. And there was a drink called Give Him the Bird. It's amazing. It's got pineapple, strawberry, Campari, and it was so tasty. So if you're in the Wynwood area, those are my suggestions. Hopefully this episode went a little bit better than the first. I still don't know the format. If you listen to this long, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Next week, I don't know if I'm going to do maybe a South Beach episode, or if we're going to move on from Miami altogether. There's a lot of places in Miami. Miami is quickly becoming a destination for good food. I really love it, because the more places we get with more diversity and more restaurants and more really cool, fun spots, the better I think the communities become. I'm big into it. I really like it. And I genuinely think that good restaurants and good people make for a great community. So with that being said, this is going to be the end of the episode. And I appreciate you for listening. Please tune in next week. Subscribe wherever you listen to this. And follow me on IG. That's Comer Podcast. Thank you.